commercial. I don't see any literature that talks about our environment.
Voices of anger and abandonment rang out across the Buffalo Museum of Science's auditorium Tuesday evening as the Department of Health held a public meeting to discuss their report on cancer levels across the state. The study found elevated levels of cancer in the neighborhoods bordering East Buffalo and Western Cheektowaga. Deputy Commissioner of Public Health Brad Hutton says four of the cancers found in the study are a byproduct of smoking cigarettes.
What we found here in the local community was that nearly 30% of adults smoke regularly compared with around 14 to 15% statewide.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced two initiatives related to cancer prevention. One is providing funding for a prevention grant program. The other is a work group chaired by Roswell Park and the Erie County Health Department to enact strategies to address tobacco use in the area. However, local residents weren't buying it, saying the state was essentially blaming them for getting cancer. Many of them, including Virginia Golden, who lives in the Delavan-Grider neighborhood, say the state is ignoring much larger issues in order to absolve themselves of any blame.
Our home soil is contaminated with PCB toxin, and we don't know where it's come from.
Golden suspects the soil contamination could be related to the old General Motors plant at 1001 East Delavan Avenue.
UB scientists, chemists went 2 inches down. We want them to go from 2 to 12 inches down and test the soil and find out where this PCB is coming in.
Many members of the audience chastised Hutton and, by extension, Cuomo for putting money, in this case $650,000, towards more studies instead of direct action to combat long-standing issues like the lack of supermarkets on the east side of Buffalo. The general feeling amongst east side residents is the state report is re-victimizing them for being poor and living where they live. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.